Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio this morning, I have Tom Stone and Jennifer Kletzel of the Cypress String Quartet. They're here for the Sitka Summer Music Festival. I also have Kayla Betcher. She's the executive director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Thanks for being here. So over the course of your two-week time here for the festival, you'll be playing all of Beethoven's string quartets. Would you tell me more about that?
Sure. It's a really exciting thing to do. So Beethoven wrote 16 string quartets throughout the course of his life. And it's like running a marathon to do all 16. It's almost 8 hours of music. And you really watch the amazing development of this incredible revolutionary composer. So we're excited.
And why did you guys want to do that?
Well, it's our 20th anniversary this year, and we've just released a recording of the complete quartets of Beethoven. So it's a celebration both of the release of the recording and also of having played together as a quartet for so long. And, you know, for quartets, it, as Jennifer said, it's like the Mount Everest of accomplishments. And so for us, it's sort of a personal test and challenge to see if we can keep all of that music in our head. And fingers. And it's also a kind of almost like a transformative spiritual experience for us to do it. It's something, you know, after you've accomplished something really great, you change as a person. And I think for all of us, we just wanted to have that kind of an experience.
It's also a really rare opportunity for people to come hear this, because it's you almost never can, unless you travel somewhere to specifically hear a cycle like this. It's not done that often. And we just released the recording of all of them, so you can also take us home with you and listen over and over again. But it's, you know, hearing it live is really special. So.
Is the music really technical?
Ooh, it's complicated. It's Beethoven was, you know, a genius. There is a reason that we still are thinking about and talking about and puzzling over his music today, yeah, even though it's 200 years old. You know?
So it's very provocative. And what's cool about hearing all 16 is at the beginning of Beethoven's career, he was trying to make a name for himself, and he was trying to prove himself worthy of the composers who came before him, like Haydn and Mozart. And in his first six quartets, that's what he does. And then he takes this huge revolutionary leap. And in the middle period, he writes five quartets where he basically ushers in the age of romanticism in music. And you get to hear this transformation of him going from, you know, proving himself as worthy of the classical tradition to being the father of romantic music. And then in his late quartets, the final quartets, which he wrote just before he died, he plumbs the depths of human emotion in a way that I think no composer ever has. I mean, they're just, when people talk about what are some of the greatest and most moving works of art, these quartets hold up to, you know, works of Shakespeare and Da Vinci and others. I mean, they're just masterpieces. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like them.
So the last, you know, few years of Beethoven's life, he solely focused on writing quartets. It was like that was his expression, his choice for what he wanted to use to express his innermost feelings. So they're really personal and incredible. And, you know, through the course of his life, people were like responding to this music saying, this is music of a madman. You know, what is wrong with him? Nobody had done anything like it. And he was pushing the envelope on things 100 years before people were trying those same techniques. So it's incredible.
So these last 2 weeks will be among some of your last shows as a quartet.
That's right. Yeah.
How does that feel to be disbanding after 20 years of playing together?
Well, it feels good to be going out on top, I would say. So, you know, we're still in our prime as a quartet, and we made the decision that it was time to move on in our lives and try something else exciting while we still had the sort of energy and mental acuity to do some really important work. And so I think for all of us, this year has been so exciting because, you know, we get to play all the Beethoven quartets here in Alaska, which is just an amazing experience for us. Mm. We also play them all this fall in Prague, Budapest, and Vienna, excuse me, in places where Beethoven wrote the pieces.
Yeah, what's so incredible is that one of the performances we were giving of the Opus 18 quartets, the early quartets, we were playing them about 10 feet from the original parts with Beethoven's handwriting, you know, correcting them, and it was behind glass, but it was, you know, we were playing in these incredible historic places. And so now we're here in Sitka playing them, and we're thrilled. Mm.
Is there a certain order? Are you playing them in order, or does that matter?
There are different orders people do. We just are playing them in kind of a random order, depending on the places and circumstances where we're playing them.
I mean, we always try to think of what fits best at a certain spot, but just to make sure that we could fit them all in, and you know, and we're playing almost every single day, so.
So tonight you're playing the 16th. Is that right?
Well, let's see. What the are we 16th playing? We're playing
this, quartet? Actually, the 6th.
It's the 6th.
Oh, the 6th. Yeah. Sorry. And that's at the Westmark, and that's a free concert.
That is a free concert. So yeah, come hear some.
Oh, 6:30.
Yeah.
Yep. 6:30 to 6.
6:30.
So, Tom, you play the violin.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get started doing that?
Well, I started when I was 6 years old, and my best friend growing up, he started playing because his mother forced him to. And I heard him play, and I thought, oh, that looks kind of interesting. I'd like to try it. So I asked my parents if I could, and they let me. And I always loved playing, and I always loved doing lots of different things. I played baseball and hockey and got serious about music when I was in high school.
And Jennifer, I'm curious about your origins with the cello.
Yeah, because the cello is not exactly the thing that, you know, gets placed in front of you right away, right? When I was 5 years old, my parents brought... let's see, I have two older brothers, and my parents wanted them to study instruments, and they brought a cellist in to play for one of my brothers who wanted to play trumpet. My mom's like, no, listen to the cello. And he ended up playing trumpet, of course, because that's what he wanted. But I heard a cello, and I said, I want to play that. And they were like, no, you're too little, you're too young. But I begged, apparently, I don't remember this, but every day for a year to play the cello. So when I was six, just like Tom was, I started playing. And again, you know, it was something I did. I did a million other things. And in high school, I decided, no, this is interesting enough. I want to go to, you know, conservatory and study this.
So what will you guys be doing after you're done with the quartet?
That's a great question.
Yeah, that's you'll have to stay tuned.
You know, we've been so busy this year. I think we added up that since September, we've performed something like 150 concerts. So, that's keeps us really busy, which means that thinking beyond that is really hard. And just focusing on celebrating what we've accomplished in 20 years has been really the focus of our work right now.
Kayla, so what's on the docket for this next week of the Sitka Summer Music Festival?
A lot of Beethoven.
Mm-hmm, yay.
But other things as well. We'll have, we also have our artistic director, Zul Bailey, who's a cellist, and violist Christian Kohlberg in town with us. And they will collaborate with the quartet this weekend to play some Brahms sextets and a few mixed duos and a few other things on the programs on Friday and Saturday night's concerts. But we also have, we kicked off last night with a full house at Stevenson Hall for the first Beethoven quartet. And we'll have another of those Stevenson Hall concerts on Thursday night, and then but today they'll be at the Westmark Dining Room this evening for a free concert starting at 6:30, and tomorrow at Odess Theater on campus at noon for our box lunch, and then I already mentioned the 5:30 at Stevenson on Thursday as well. And then our Friday and Saturday evening concerts are at the Performing Arts Center. And then Sundays are really fun tradition. We have a family concert that starts at 3 at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. And it'll be, you know, snippets of programming that's accessible for, you know, audiences of all ages, followed by root beer floats provided by C-Mart. So that's nice. That's a fun one. And then we'll have another Beethoven string quartet special performance that evening, Sunday evening at St. Peter's Church at 5:00. So it's just, yeah, I mean, and that's just the first week. I mean, this is the beginning of a whole month of extraordinary music all over town. And it's great to be at this point and have the 2016 festival underway.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to add, Tom?
Yeah, this weekend, the Friday and Saturday night concerts are going to be so special because these Brahms sextets, which are for six musicians, they rarely get played. And it's such a cool opportunity to get to hear those pieces. So I want to encourage
And you get
to
hear to both
come.
If you come each night. You get to hear both, which is also rare. So.
There are, so you can see the whole schedule and even purchase tickets at our website, sitkamusicfestival.org, or at Old Harbor Books. They have our tickets as well. And then there's brochures around town. We also have a stack of them on our porch at Stevenson Hall, which is 104 Jeff Davis on the campus. So if you're strolling by there and want to pick up a brochure, that's where to find one.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thanks, Brielle.
I had Kayla Vetcher of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, as well as Tom Stone and Jennifer Kletzel of the Cypress String Quartet. I'm going to play just a little snippet of this Beethoven number 6. Mm-hmm. All right. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.